Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Corey's field trip to a used car dealership, inspiration porn on Drag Race, going viral for looking like a lesbian, and we compare Scream 5 to Scary Movie 5. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Happy day. Well,
I just wish we started it with something other than hi.
Cheers, Mamrie Hart.
No, not cheers, Grace Helbig.
Well, what could we do? What do you want to do? It's never too late to start something new. I want you to know that.
Should we put it to a poll? Should we ask the children?
Yeah. Yes. Children.
Do you think children? They like when we start with hello, hi?
I don't know. I haven't really given it much thought. Should we say something else?
I just can't imagine saying, "Hey, Tyler Oakley," every time we start.
Hey, Corey, cool.
Mamrie and Grace really say their full names, don't they?
Well, you know what?
Is that branding?
After a lifetime of going by my full name on the internet,
I saw you. Go ahead.
Nobody calls me Tyler. Nobody calls me Tyler.
I saw your tweet the other day, and I thought, I do not call you Tyler Oakley. I'm the one human in your life.
But I'm saying I played Among Us with a whole bunch of other streamers that I didn't know the majority of them, and everyone called me Tyler Oakley. They were like, "I think Tyler Oakley is suspicious." I was like, I'm just Tyler.
Jackie calls you Matthew.
Jackie's coming to visit.
What?
Corey's coming to visit.
Is it like monster-in-law?
Oh, but she's my real mom. Oh, you mean toward Hudson?
Yes.
I don't know. I never really caught that flick.
Oh, you're not up to date on the J-Lo Marvel Universe.
Cinematic Universe. No, I'm not. No, J-Lo.
Hey.
I didn't. What?
J-Lo got engaged.
I don't care. Hasn't she been engaged?
Yes, she got re-engaged to someone she was previously engaged to. If you had to
A-Rod?
If you had to get re-engaged to one of your exes, who would it be?
Yes.
Yes, man.
I would. You know what? As long as the terms of engagement are
that it gets to be called off again.
Yeah. Well, I think if everyone goes into all relationships just knowing, like, okay, we don't have to say forever, ever, ever, or we're breaking up. Like, there are things in between.
Well, they say it's like if you get engaged and don't set a date within a year, it's not happening. I don't know. That's like what wedding people say.
Straight
culture, wedding culture.
Oh, you mean the wedding industry that needs you to spend money now?
The ultimatum.
Ulta Slatum. Are you going on the ultimatum?
No, I don't even. Who am I going to take?
Exactly. Another ultimatum alone.
Another ultimatum alone.
Just you and Nick Lachey.
Just me and, what's Vanessa Lachey? Is that her name? I like her.
I don't know.
I was thinking that when I was watching that show this week, and I thought, I do like her. She seems nice.
I have zero thoughts and opinions on her.
I like
couldn't
her.
Pick her out of a lineup. I'm sure she's great.
Well, Paul, well. Paul like her.
Every time I hear Paul Lovett, I think of how Hudson's mom called RuPaul Paul.
Okay, good. We're creating new core memories.
So when somebody's safe on the runway, Paul love it.
Paul do love it.
Paul liked it.
Did she? Yo, she wanted to start this episode and get right into Drag Race. I see.
Well, okay, we are on the final week of season 14.
We're not. Don't spread lies.
We're not.
I think there's a reunion this week.
There's not a finale this week?
I think there's a reunion this week, a finale next week.
Oh my God.
Which actually works out pretty well considering you and I will be together and not able to watch on Friday. So, no spoilers.
Sure. Okay, well, hot damn girl, fine.
I mean, I was reading an article about how they upped the prize money and how, like, Cash App or somebody is going to give the runner-up $50,000. As a prize, which they've never done before. And I swear in that article.
Well, we don't have a Sia in the community.
Oh my God. Look at you with a Survivor reference.
Thank you.
And yeah, not a Big Brother, America's favorite player. Not an amazing race where you also don't get much for runner up. Where was Cash App? Where was Cash App for us?
In big tech, San Francisco.
Probably. I'm going to tweet them. I'm going to tweet their article and be like, hi. I would like $50,000. Do you think it'll work?
I think it'll work.
Okay. Well, yeah. I tried to ask everyone on Twitter to... I asked a million people on Twitter to Venmo me $1.
And?
Two
you
did.
You got two, Venmo requests for a dollar.
Two did.
Well, I think that's two more dollars than you had before.
That's
doll
true.
Hairs.
That's true. Doll hairs. That's very true.
So are we talking about Drag Race? We have... Okay, spoilers coming. Spoilers coming. Spoilers coming. Speaking of doll hairs.
Which doll's hair did you love the best on the runway?
We have a final five.
You're just... Oh, wow. Spoiler.
Let's talk. I said spoilers coming. Spoilers coming. We have a final five that doesn't even include Georges.
So I would, like, oh, thank God.
Everything. Everything is confusing this season.
Everything is awesome. I thought, I wonder if when we say spoilers, there's no way anyone skips forward.
Well, they must know, like, if they're really avoiding, because I know if I haven't seen it yet and somebody starts screaming spoilers, I will actively opt out.
Yeah. Everyone's talking about how Twitter needs an edit button. What if Twitter just had a... If Twitter, here's what I'm going to say. If Twitter can blur out nudes and say sensitive content, they can blur out reality TV tweets and say spoiler.
Sure.
Fucking edit. Sure. Fucking edit button. Everyone's wet.
I don't care.
I don't either.
Who cares? Who's, people seem really upset about an edit button, like whether it's going to exist or not. Or
I read a very in-depth article about how it'll further the fall of the world. Because of misinformation.
Well, yeah, of course. And Elon Musk has the highest shareholder of Twitter. Is that true? And he's campaigning for an edit button, and now joining, you know.
I saw, in that article I read, they said that someone had made like a Facebook page for like 10 years and like garnered all these likes and stuff, and then went back and edited all of their posts to be misinformation, and then were like screenshotting it and spreading it.
Like you can change a whole entire Facebook group of what people have opted into as like their likes.
Yes, you can.
Interesting.
Anyway, Drag Race. We have a top five.
Are you surprised?
Here's what I will say. I was very stoned when I watched it Friday night. I watched it with my friend Steven. Going into it in my head, I was like, I really thought Bosco was going home. I don't know why. I was like, I thought maybe she was, just because of like she'd almost been out the last week. But then at the start of the episode, they were talking about who's had the most wins. And then I was shocked to realize it was her. And then I don't know. And then the whole time I was like, well, it's going to be Bosco versus Angeria, and Bosco's going to go home. And so I was gooped when it was Angeria versus Willow. And I was like, really, the whole lip sync, I was just sitting there stone saying, I am so sad that Angeria is going home right now.
I mean, the second they started being like, I want to be in the finale with my bestie, I was like, oh, it's these two against each other for the lip sync.
See, maybe I didn't catch that part, but yeah, I was, and then even, I don't know, it's funny because even when Rue said, Angeria, Shantae, you stay, I literally thought Willow was going home, and like, I think had I not been stoned, I might not have bought into it as much, but I was like, then again, devastated. Because I guess, I don't know, I just felt like I didn't think there would be a top five.
Well, I was, you better believe it, baby.
I was gag-gooped, bewildered, and all of that.
I think their dream is to have it be so vague as to who could possibly win every season. And often, they can't pull it over on us. But this time, I think it's their best job they've ever done of trying to act like it could be anyone's game.
I mean,
because they've really been pushing that sentence for, well, seasons, but like every episode this season specifically.
I just wonder in like modern day Drag Race, because it like, see, especially now that they're like, which team are you on? Go like on Instagram, and then you go and somebody's light years ahead of the rest, and you're just like, well, they're going to win. Let me tell you, at this moment in time, oh, that's Twitter, not Instagram.
Well, Twitter still counts. It's you know.
I'm not gonna check a hashtag. I don't have time to check a hashtag on Twitter.
No, it's like you can see how many retweets official post has.
I will tell you, as of right now, Willow has the most likes on Instagram at 86,000. Lady Camden's in second with 57. Bosco's in third with 33. Angie has 27,000, and Daya has 22,000. So. I don't know. I just feel like in modern day Drag Race, like whoever's actually leading is going to end up winning unless they really botch a lip sync. I feel like last time we were surprised. I don't know. I felt like when it was, who was it? Evie versus Brooklyn. I felt like that was a close one, and I really didn't know who was going to win that season. I wanted Simone to win all season last season. If Willow wins, I'm going to be two seasons in a row where my favorite from episode one ends up winning. And that's going to feel a little spoiled.
Spoiled?
Me, I'm spoiled. My favorite's
always...
Oh,
like you're spoiled.
Like I'm a spoiled baby and my favorites always win.
I think I am currently Team Willow, as I have been since day one, and Team Daya. Because to me, I think, all of them have, you know, you can look at the track records, you can look at what they're good at and what they're bad at and blah, blah, blah. But there's also a component of storyline on Drag Race where it's like, I don't think Bosco has momentum right now. There's the exciting, compelling reason to root for Bosco is not at its peak in this moment. And I think it kind of needs to be. Daya has, I think, the peak as far as like momentum and interesting storyline.
I'm just so curious to see how they're going to do if they're still going to do like a lip sync off, a lip sync wheel, if they're going to make five of them lip sync together, which I hate watching that many going at one time.
I feel like I saw somebody say there's... and this could just be like speculation, like a mini ball and then somebody gets eliminated and
that
then
would,
a lip sync showdown and somebody gets eliminated
sense.
And then
that
maybe a top
sense.
Two.
I mean, honestly, that's what my gut thought was. It'll be like the old seasons where when there were four and then Rue would just eliminate someone at four based on her own decision.
I will say this. I love Willow Pill. And I tweeted about this, my feelings were after watching the episode. I love Willow Pill on her own. I love Willow Pill's perspective, point of view, fashion sense, comedy timing, all of the above. I think she is a winner, baby. But the edit that I've been getting about Willow Pill, is queens or judges... saying that despite it all, despite everything that Willow Pill is going through, she's an inspiration, and it's really giving me a bad vibe.
Because of the judges?
It's basically inspiration porn. It's basically saying, like, you are performing our preferred way for somebody who is not fully capable. Like, you're not complaining. You're not giving it as an excuse. It's like telling people who might have disabilities that, like, oh, look at how Willow is navigating this. And yep. We're all praising her because she's not complaining. And it's like, well, how about instead of that, like, clearly they're zooming in on how she's having trouble sewing or building stuff because of her disability. Why not help in some way, level the playing field?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's...
I don't know.
I think it's interesting because it felt very like Michelle and Rue saying that during the podcast episode because they don't have a lot of the insight that the rest of, like, the crew and everyone else does. Like, I saw other people tweeting similar things to you did about that comment that... was it Michelle who made it? But it's like, I felt like Willow did share a lot of her story in the confessionals and did talk about it a lot on her own, which I think, I don't know, it rounded it out for me in a way that I don't think that the Rue or Michelle probably actually saw. I don't know. It was weird for them to still kind of say it because you're kind of right. It's like, look what you can do without complaining.
Yeah, I don't know. And so I tweeted about it and asked, like, people that might be in similar situations to speak for themselves and let us know. And I wanted to, like, amplify the people who could speak from experience because clearly this is just, like, I don't know how Willow feels. I don't know how people with disabilities might feel watching and seeing that dialogue happen in real time on Drag Race. But the almost 99% of the responses were agreeing, saying, like, what I am able to do on my day-to-day basis with a disability is not meant to inspire you. Like, I'm just trying to live.
Yeah.
Like, so for anyone to talk solely about the accomplishments as inspiration because it puts their own lives in perspective, that is not the job of people with disabilities, to put your life in perspective of, like, oh, I shouldn't complain, or, oh, it could be worse. Like, to minimize their experience to that, where it's solely used to make you feel better about your own life, or solely used to be inspiration, like, that's when it becomes dehumanizing. And yeah, so if you have thoughts, there's
I'd
a big conversation happening on Twitter and on Discord. But that was one thing that was rubbing me the wrong way, and it's like, I don't know. I wonder how she feels. Because, like, it doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter how people on the strangers on the internet that don't know her feels. Like, that must... it must be a complicated experience.
Yeah. I mean, I remember in one of the early episodes, when I think it was one of the conventional challenge episodes, when they had to, like, open all of those Glamazon boxes and then, like, make costumes from whatever, or make outfits from whatever they did. And she was talking about struggling to open the boxes with her hands, and everyone was like, really? Production did nothing to, like, give her some scissors or something to kind of help? Yeah, so I know it's been, like, a conversation that's kind of gone throughout the season.
Well, regardless, I am Team Willow. That's who I'm hoping for the win. I would love Daya, but I do think she will be incredible All-Stars. Like, she is a great contestant for All-Stars because, like, how often do you get somebody who can back up all of their anything that they could brutal honesty with, like, actual talent and charisma and a unique point of view? It's like, I think she'll be great for All-Stars.
I was laughing. I don't know. I wish I would have wrote it down. She said something during Untucked, and then she, like, phrased it really mean, and then they all, like, corrected her. She's like, that's exactly what I just said. And they're all like, no, it was not even close to what you just said. I thought it was funny. I was like, come on, delusion. I don't know. I'm excited. I think there's a big potential for a lot of, like, surprises in the finale with the lip syncs. I hope there's more than just, like, your classic reveal. I feel like there are some innovative out-of-the-box thinkers and performers in this final group. I think Willow and Bosco both could potentially do something really cool and artsy and avant-garde. I think Lady Camden will do great in any lip sync where she's able to move and dance and perform.
We haven't talked about Lady Camden. She really turned it out. I was never on the Lady Camden train. I think she's good and sweet and fine. I just was, it's not like what I am looking for in drag.
Yeah.
However, bitch, she has been consistent. She has been, I think, the most polished looking on the runway often. That final look for the... That final look, that
I will
like,
say, no, no, no,
diamonds.
No,
shit?
I will say that final look was her best. I mean, I think what was the category?
You're a winner, baby. And very she, that best was drag. Giving me, you're a winner, baby.
She that was the best look she's worn all season. I've said about her all season is that for me, her runways have always been like 90%. There's always just been like something off or like a piece of it that I didn't think. That should have been removed or added. I don't know, just for my taste. She could obviously do whatever
styling
she
issues.
Wants. Yes. And like I said, I don't know if I said this in the last episode or if we were talking about it in the live stream yesterday, but it was like, even Ross said like two episodes ago, he was like, I like it from the waist up. And that was like, and I felt that way about, I feel like a lot of her looks. I love her to death. She's been performing in SF quite a bit and I need to go see her and I will gladly go see her. And I know she's got a lot of San Francisco love and people here rooting for her. I think she's got a really good opportunity to surprise us at the finale. So I hope she gets to make it into the like lip sync wheel portion because I think she'll be able to perform.
Well, the only time will tell, my sweet angel.
Yeah, and I mean, Lord, they've had a year to like get their look together, get their surprises together, get their stuff together.
The one complaint I had about this episode was, I don't like it when queens are set up to not succeed, and the stunt of surprise, you have to perform what you just learned right now. It's like, don't you want them to be good at, like, your music video? Don't you want them to feel confident? Like, don't you want... I prefer when the queens feel prepared and able to, like, really put their best foot forward as opposed to, like, I don't know, a stunt for the sake of doing a stunt? Like, what was the... Did you have a scheduling conflict? You couldn't record it after you gave them some...
The scheduling conflict was they had five people and there should have only been four.
I guess.
I don't know. I liked it. I liked the... Did I, like, miss something about where it explained that they had to design their own costumes for that music video?
What I'm gathering is they drew out what they wanted and I think it...
Seems
they didn't have to
someone...
construct it themselves, maybe, but like maybe they were part of the process.
I was confused. I'm like, I would have liked to see more of that. I was curious about how that went down.
I found it confusing as well. I was like, wait, what's going on?
I definitely thought, I think they obviously weighed that into part of the challenge as well, because I think some of them really excelled. I loved Daya's outfit. I thought it was great. I hated Angeria's outfit. I thought it was terrible.
With the drag brunch sleeves, shoulders.
But I love the song Catwalk. I've loved it all season. I was so excited that they were doing bitch catwalk, honey. Check.
I didn't say anything.
And everyone loves it.
I believe you. Good for everyone.
It's so good. We've been vibing to it all season. I will put it, it'll go in the power hour.
Paul sounds great on it. I loved when Paul was behind the camera singing. I thought Paul did a good job.
But you're exactly right with what you said. And I think it showed that they didn't have the choreography down because in that final version of the video, they had to use footage of them from other runways in the video. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I thought that was on purpose and I liked it.
I think it was definitely on purpose, but it was probably because they didn't have great footage of them all dancing. I don't know. Who knows? Rue knows. Call Paul.
Okay.
Hey, Paul.
Paul do.
Hey, speaking of Call Paul, are you done talking about Drag Race?
Yeah, I could be done. Good luck to all the contestants. Thank you for a fun season.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Somebody fucking hit my car outside my house. Ooh. And left a fake-ass call Paul note.
No. What does the note say?
The note says, call Joseph about the mirror, because they broke my mirror, and mirror was spelled wrong. And then they wrote, instead of a phone number, they wrote my license plate number, because my neighbors were outside. And guess what? My fucking neighbor is nosy as fuck, and she wrote down their information. So Joseph can fuck off.
The tables have tabled. What are you going to do?
Oh, honey. Well, it was a moving company. It was a fucking moving truck moving in a neighbor across the street.
You know what? They do be moving.
Yeah. So
they moved right into it.
Yeah. So it was the movers and the shakers. So now I have to call this moving company and be like, ahem, Joseph. Joseph, I know you left a fake phone number, but here I am.
Well, you know, Is it detrimental damage? Maybe they can't really figure that out right now.
Can't what?
I guess it's not your fault if it is. Yeah. Is it just a ding, or is your mirror dangling?
It fell completely off.
Ooh, the drama. Well, did you really need it?
My car is old, but used cars are expensive right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Have you tried Sundance?
No. Come on down to Sundance. Do you ever ride horses?
Come on down.
Did you ever ride horses?
Yes.
When? Jackie took you?
When you get a used car, you get a discount for a family ride.
Is that where you got your lime green Ford? What was it?
My Ford Fusion? No, my Ford. It wasn't a Ford Fusion. It wasn't a Ford Fiesta.
Focus?
It was a Ford Focus.
Is that where you got your lime green Ford Focus?
It actually might have been.
You went on down to Sundance.
I went on down to Sundance Riding Stables and used cars, and I inquired within. And then I totaled that lime green Ford Focus.
Is that the one that the hood opened on the highway?
Different issue. Different issue. No, the Ford Focus, the lime green Ford Focus, I spun out on the highway on Christmas Eve heading to Chicago.
You had a lot of trouble on I-94.
Well, who doesn't? You got the movers, you got the shakers.
If no one knows what we're talking about, there's a car dealership in mid-Michigan called Sundance. And honey,
thanks for filling us in.
You can ride horses and buy cars.
I think that was explained with Sundance riding stables and used cars.
I don't know if people knew you could go to ride. We went, our high school took a field trip.
No.
In high school, my high school took a field trip to Sundance car used car dealership and riding stables so we could all ride horses. And you know what? I fucking loved it. I had a horse. And it would, you know when you do the thing, you like squeeze their sides and then they run faster?
No, I didn't know you could do that.
Do you mean? If you got good thighs, you got thick thighs, you can be all heh, like Xena Princess Warrior, but on a horse. And you squeeze.
I don't know. I never caught Xena. I was more of a, you know this, I was more of a Dr. Quinn woman.
You are a medicine woman?
Well,
do
yes.
Do you love Dimetapp?
I don't think I was ever allowed
what
to have
what kind
it.
Of medicine did Dr. Quinn give people?
Trinkets and tinctures.
I picture her as like the human. You know when dogs, you know those dogs with like a red cross and a barrel on it? Like a St. Bernard?
In you know, no like, way do I know what you're talking about.
Like a winter rescue dog. You've never seen like suddenly it's winter time and there's a winter rescue dog and it's got a barrel with a red cross on it.
A barrel?
Yeah, like a... I'm Googling
I don't know.
It. Yeah. Oh, bitch. I Googled winter rescue dog and the first picture came up a St. Bernard with a wooden barrel with a cross on it.
I wait in anticipation.
And the caption says... Your best hope for survival.
I haven't seen this, so I'm waiting for you to send it to me.
I'm texting it to you. Hold on. I'm dragging to my desktop and now sending. I picture Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman as the human version of that.
Oh, I've never seen a dog with a little medical, like, purse.
Yes, honey. You didn't know what a dog like that is? I knew exactly.
No.
Yeah, it's like... It's your best hope for survival.
I think if I were... Oh. What?
Oh, look, it comes in a littler version, too. Should we get...
Will you post these also on the Discord?
Should this be what Crouton is for Halloween?
Crouton's not about to do a Halloween costume. He's over it. Even though I bought discount Halloween costumes after last Halloween.
He's got a long body. He'll never...
They won't let me decor them.
Get a little barrel... I don't know. So is that what Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman was up to?
Yes.
How many seasons
did it get? I don't know. But you know what we were missing out on is a Dr. Quinn meets Wishbone. A medical dog.
I don't
know. Medical dog story.
How many? Do you think there was the same Wishbone for all the seasons of the Wishbone? Or do you think there were multiple Wishbones?
There's an easy way to look that up.
How many Wishbones played Wishbone?
Yes.
What else did Jane Seymour star in? Was she in what was the male version of Xena? Hercules.
I honestly can't follow your thought process this morning.
Was Jane Seymour in Hercules?
Who is she?
She's a British American British actress, author, and entrepreneur. Jane Seymour.
Xena or Dr. Quinn?
Jane Seymour is Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Oh.
Lucy Lawless is Xena.
Okay. Okay.
Kevin Sorbo is Hercules.
From The Office?
Kevin from The Office?
What's his last name? Sorbo.
I never watched The Office. All I know is that Kevin spills the chili. Is that correct?
I didn't watch it. You know what we started watching last night? The Simpsons. It from like season 6, and it was so divine. It was like the perfect, like they had hit their stride, but it hadn't gone off the deep end. They really opened some doors with that. We started with a Halloween horror episode, and I loved it.
I will say, I watched Simpsons occasionally growing up, but I have a lot of Simpsons core memories.
Mm. If watch an episode, you will know more of the lines than you think.
Yeah, I fully believe
it's pretty iconic.
I
that's all.
I'm telling you, I quote it sometimes, and then I'm like, I just quoted The Simpsons.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky. co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Now, I know you've been pushing me to watch Scream 5.
Yeah.
But I did watch Scary Movie 5 this weekend.
I love that for you.
Is it close?
I don't know. You tell me. I've never seen Scary Movie 5. Should we compare notes?
Yeah. So in Scary Movie 5...
Is there a murderer?
There is a murderer, I think.
So you're not going to be very good at comparing notes if you're only saying, I think.
Honestly, I don't remember much of it. I was in Edible Deep and it was... Snoop Dogg was there...
Hold on.
Mac Miller's in it.
Hold on. Lucy Lawless's real first name is Lucille.
Okay. Okay. You really wanted to go back to that for that?
Well, honey, I still had the Wikipedia page open, and I couldn't care less about Scary Movie 5, especially if you don't know.
Especially
if you don't know if there was a killer in it.
There must have been a killer.
I don't think I've died. I honestly don't think I've seen
any
of the scary movies. Should I watch all five?
I think that's what is going to be on our to-do list.
Hey, you've already seen all five. You just watched the fifth. Order.
I mean, I've seen the first. I've seen maybe the second. I think the second starts with a dick going through a glory hole into somebody's ear.
Is that a Sweetest Thing reference?
I don't know. It's in the movie theater Scream.
That's what happens to Jada Pinkett Smith in Scream.
Yes.
They put a knife through the stall door and kill her. Spoiler.
I remember when I first saw that shot of the penis going through the person's head. I was closeted.
Was it a real penis and was it a real head?
I don't know, and I don't know. But okay. It was giving me thick, veiny, like it was right. I was, maybe fifth grade.
Were you hard?
I was gagging for it.
Did you pause it?
I spent the next few days in the Celebration Cinema movie theater bathroom, hoping the same would happen to me.
Did you sneak downstairs and watch rewind the VHS tape after your parents went to sleep?
No. A goth girlfriend of mine had the movie, so we watched it at her place.
Is she the one? Was she the goth boss babe whose dog pooped on the floor?
No. She wasn't goth. She was like an Abercrombie slut. This goth girlfriend of mine, she sang Evanescence at the Extravaganza Lollapalooza talent show.
What did you sing?
Build Me Up Buttercup.
The male version.
Build Me Up Buttercup.
I thought you sang the male parts of Evanescence's Wake Me Up. I thought you were the Wake Me
I'm
Up.
Not, no, I'm not joking. Her boyfriend sang the guy parts.
Does anyone have this on a VHS tape we can watch?
I absolutely do. Because I did like a reacting to like
you
my old performances. That's on the DVD. Yeah.
I'm surprised Jackie didn't record the Family Stone over it.
She may have. For you.
It's her favorite Christmas movie too now.
I'm aware.
Anything else you've got to say today?
I went viral this weekend.
I don't think you did.
I did.
You weren't trending on my timeline.
I was trending on Twitter worldwide.
With Hannah Hart?
Yes. Yes.
Was your name trending or just your image?
My name was trending.
Your full name or just Tyler?
Tyler Oakley. Because people were retweeting it and being like, not Tyler Oakley. Because it's a tweet about lesbian hairstyles or something. And there's a JoJo's, C was in it, Ellen's in it, Hannah Hart's in it, and I'm in it. And we all have the same haircut-ish.
Go off.
It really disrupted my edible during Scary Movie 5.
This is your fault for being on your phone while watching a movie.
I'm sorry that I checked my timeline innocently. Didn't even look at my replies, but I saw Tyler Oakley trending. What am I to do?
So Scary Movie was so good that you decided, I'm going to look at my phone now.
Well, you know how my brain works. I needed to like recharge and refresh.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you.
You're right. You're right. That sucks.
Thank you. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me posting pictures of dogs with barrels on their necks on the Psychobabble Discord.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Anything for you. Where can the people find you, Tyler Oakley?
You can find me on Twitch. I'll be live every day this week. Animal Crossing, Fortnite, Stardew.
You're going to be live on Friday?
Drawy, Grand Theft Auto, Minecraft.
What time are you going live on friends, Friday? Because I'm pretty sure Breath of the Wild. I'm pretty sure we're going to be out of town.
No, we're leaving. When do we leave Friday?
I was told morning/early afternoon.
Well, this says on my schedule, Breath of the Wild, 9 a.m. morning.
You have a 10 o'clock close time.
So I'll see y'all for all those things this week. You can check my pinned tweet for my schedule.
Great. Awesome. Okay, well, I'll see you in real life in a couple days.
Okay, bye.
Bye.